Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be adding some numbers together. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write your name. You write my name. Just kidding. You write your name. I'll write my name. And then you can put your pencil down. We're going to color first. So today we're going to work on adding two. We're going to have a bunch of numbers and we're going to add two to the numbers. Mm-hmm. So I want you to look at the picture and I want you to look at the backyard or the park or wherever we may be. And in the back of the picture, kind of over by the tree, do you see those two baskets? There's two baskets back there. Let's color those. Let's make it fun. Let's color those baskets orange. Why not, right? Color each of those baskets orange. So we've got two baskets in the backyard over by the tree. Two is going to be one of the numbers in our adding problem. But it's not going to be a problem like, oh, she took my pencil and I don't know how to get it back. Nope, it's going to be a math problem. So it's okay. Nothing to worry about here. Take two more seconds for those orange baskets in the back of the yard. Two, one, put down your orange crayon. And then do you see the basket in the front of the yard by the worms, the icky, icky worms? Let's color that basket yellow. Find a yellow crayon and color that basket yellow. So how many baskets are over by the worms? One. So we've got two baskets in the back by the tree, and we have one basket up here in the front by the worms. So we're going to make a problem, and we're going to use the word plus. That's going to be our special word for today, plus. We have two plus one, or we can say one plus two. Put down your yellow crayon, and let's count what two plus one. Two orange plus one yellow basket, or plus one yellow basket plus two. Let's count all the baskets. One, two, three. Two plus one is three, or we can say one plus two is three. Plus means we're going to join some numbers together, join some objects together, put them together and count them all up. All right, let's move on from the baskets. Do you see the flowers in the back of the yard by the orange baskets? Let's color those flowers purple. Find a purple crayon, any kind of purple will work, and let's color those flowers back by those orange baskets purple. And while we're coloring them, let's count them too. So I just colored one. Now I'm going to color the next one. Two. This is about how fast you should be coloring. Three. If you're going way faster than me, you might be sloppy. And if you're going way slower than me, you might be a turtle. Four. I'm on my fourth flower. Four. Five. What comes after five? Six. Okay, I have colored six purple flowers. I'm going to put down my purple crayon in two, one, and let's count those purple flowers one more time. Let's make sure, touch them with your finger and count them. One, two, three, four, five, six. Okay, do you see the flowers in the front of the yard by the icky, icky worms? Let's color those two flowers pink. So we had six in the back of the yard. Now we have two pink ones in the front. So six and 2 are going to be the numbers in our math problem, in our addition problem. We're adding. We want to find out how many flowers in all. Purple plus pink. All right. Take 2 seconds. 2, 1. Put down your pink crayon. Let's go back to the purple flowers. Count them and touch them with your finger, and then we'll continue counting and add the pink flowers. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Keep counting the pink flowers. 7, 8. 6 plus 2 equals 8. We can also say 2 pink flowers plus 6 purple flowers equals 8. 6 and 2 more. 6, 7, 8. Okay, here we go. Let's move on. Do you see some pies? Some yummy, yummy pies? Let's look at the ones on the top of the table. Let's color the top part of the pies on top of the table, not on the bench seat, just the ones on top of the table. Let's color the top of those pies brown. Brown. We're not coloring the dish that they're sitting in, just the top yummy part that you would eat. Oh my, I wish there was ice cream in this picture. Pie with ice cream is my favorite. So I have colored 2, 1, 2. I'm coloring my third one now. 1, 2, 3. And what comes after 3? 4. There are 4 pies. Yummy, yummy, delicious pies on the top of the table. Now let's color the dishes that they're sitting in. Let's color the dishes blue. Any kind of blue will work for me. 1, 2, 3, and 4. We have 4 pies on top of the table. 4 is going to be a special number in our addition problem. Now let's put down all our crayons and look at the pies sitting on the bench. Let's color the top part of the pie brown. How many pies are sitting on the bench? 1, 2. Exactly. We're adding 2 a lot today. It's what we're kind of practicing. 2 pies are on the bench. This time, instead of blue dishes for them to sit in, let's put them in red dishes. Any kind of red will work for me. Let's put them in red dishes. My color happens to be a red-violet color, but that's okay. Any kind of red. And then let's put down all our crayons. So we have 4 on top of the table and 2 on the bench. So the problem is going to be 4 plus, that means we're joining together, 2 pies on the bench. 4 on top of the table plus 2 on the bottom bench. Let's count them. Touch the pies on top and count. 1, 2, 3, 4. Keep counting the pies on the bench. 5, 6. 4 plus 2 equals 6. We can also change it and say 2 plus 4 equals 6. But I like to take the big number and go 4. Keep counting. 5, 6. Yes. All right, let's move on. Do you see the apples on the tree? Man, this picture is making me hungry. Let's color the apples that are on the tree green. We're going to make them not be ready to eat yet. They haven't turned red and ripe yet. Although green apples, you can't eat those, right? Yeah. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe these are ready to eat. Let's count. Let's color and count the green apples on the tree. 1, 2, 3. I'm coloring and counting at the same time. 4. What comes after 4? 5 apples on the tree. No, wait, there's 6. 6 yummy apples on the tree. Wait, there's 7 apples on the tree. Wait a second. There's 1 more. That makes 8. 8 apples on the tree. I'm going to double check my count, putting down my green crayon, and I'm touching the apples with my finger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yep, 8 apples on the tree, and they're green. So they're either ready to eat or they're not. I don't know. Okay, so it's okay though. Do you see the 2 apples on the ground? Let's color those red. Any kind of red will work for me. I'm not picky. So there's that 2 again. So we know we have 8 on the tree, and we're going to put 2 on the ground in our problem. So our addition problem will be 8. What's our special word to join numbers together? Plus. 8 plus 2. Now we have to count all the apples to find the answer. Touch the green apples and then keep counting when you're finished and count the red ones for 8 plus 2. Ready, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 8 plus 2 equals 10, or 2 plus 8 equals 10. And I like to go big number 8, and then I keep counting 9, 10. Last one. Here we go. Do you see the icky worms over by the apple tree? Ugh. Let's color those worms. Let's make it fun. Let's just color them orange, the ones by the tree. Let's color and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 worms by the tree. 5 is going to be a number in our addition problem. And then put your crayon down. Do you see the worms over by the yellow basket? Do you see how many there are? Yep. 2. I told you, we're practicing adding 2. Let's color the 2 over by the basket green. 1 and 2. So the numbers in our addition problem are 5 orange worms and 2 green worms. What's the special word we're using to get today to join the 5 orange worms with the green worms? Plus. 5 plus 2 more equals, let's count and go. Count the orange ones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Keep counting. 6, 7. 5 plus 2 equals 7, or 2 plus 5 equals 7. And let's practice the way I love to do it. Take the big number 5 and keep counting. 6, 7. All right, let's go down to the 10 frame. Do you see the 10 frame? It's the boxes with the round circles, the round counters. All right, here we go. We're going to take 2 numbers, and we're going to color some of these counters a color and some of the counters the other color. So our numbers are going to be 3 and 4. 3 and 4. Let's color 3 of the counters blue. 1, 2, 3, and let's color the other counters purple. 1, 2, 3, 4, and put down your crayons. How many counters are on the top? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and how many counters are on the bottom? 2. So 5 and 2 more. 5, 6, 7. Let's find our pencils and write the number 7 on the line next to the 10 frame. 5, 6, 7. All right, move over to the fingers. Let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Or like what I like to do would be 4, 5, 6. Let's write 6 on the line. Okay, let's move down to our number line. Do you see the 6? It has a circle around it. Trace that circle around the 6. And then do you see those hops, those rainbow hops? Let's trace those. We're going to count on 2 more. 1 hop to the 7, and 2 hops makes what? What did we land on? 6 and 2 more, we land on the 8. Put a square around the 8 with your pencil. Box it up. Put a square around the 8. 6 and 2 hops, 2 more is 8. Scoot down to the word where it says plus. P-L-U-S. Let's trace that word, plus. Plus means join together. Put them together. Let's trace this problem, this adding problem. It's 3 plus. Do you see that symbol? It looks like a little cross symbol. That's our plus sign. And then trace the 2 equals 5. Trace your answer. And last part, scoot over. We have an adding problem that says 2 plus 2 equals, don't tell me the answer if you know it, hold it. I want you to put down your pencil and I want you to draw 2 for the first number in our problem. I want you to draw 2 green apples on the tree that's next to the 2 plus 2. Draw 2 green apples on the tree. Okay, put your green crayon down. And now draw 2 for the other number in our problem. We have 2 plus 2. So 2 green apples on the tree. And let's put 2 green apples on the ground. And now we can count. 2 plus 2. 2 green plus 2 red. 1, 2, 3, 4. Put the answer for 2 plus 2. 4. Boys and girls, you did it. You can add 2, and you know that to join numbers together, we use the word plus. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.